This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I am your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, the EMTs and the firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working in the oil rigs, those bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, and let's not forget about all the linemen over there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas getting several hundred thousand people's power back online. And you can also follow us on Facebook at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, Frank Salvato from the Underground USA Group. Mr. Frank, how are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, tell you what, it's coming, the unraveling of the Russia probe by U.S. Attorney Durham. As we heard yesterday, the DNI Secretary Ratcliffe is working with the investigation and making sure that if Mr. Durham needs more documents, he'll get them. But otherwise, he's shutting down the loose lips that sink ships, because apparently a bunch of the Democrats have been releasing all kinds of information.
I find the two to be separate issues. You know, I'm glad that Ratcliffe is shutting down the briefings. And, you know, when you give a briefing and then within seconds things are being leaked to the press that are supposed to be classified, mm-hmm. those people should actually be brought up on charges. So I'm very happy that he's decided to do what he wanted to do with the briefings. As for Durham, till I see an indictment, I don't want to hear about it.
Okay, now hold that thought for a second, just to hang on, because we got breaking news coming out of the United Arab Emirates. There's a Middle Eastern peace conference going to be taking place today in the UAE. Jared Kushner and his delegation was en route to the United Arab Emirates, and we're now hearing about an explosion in the UAE. That's all I got so far.
Yeah, I would imagine we can plan on hearing a little bit more about things like that and for assets that are related to not only UAE but Jordan and Egypt, because the Islamofascists do not like that peace is taking place between Israel and Islamic nations. So these are the things that stoke those groups to action. You know, so let's wait and see what happens. I hope it's just something that is a non-terror related thing. But, you know, you can't count on that after you see an action like this.
Well, Bahrain and Sudan are the next two that are likely to follow the UAE, according to the information that came from this weekend's reports. And let's see, this was Bloomberg reporting that of all places.
Yeah, if Sudan goes, expect a lot more terrorist activity because Sudan's not a stable country.
Right. Now, Joe Biden directly charged President Trump with inciting the Portland protests that led to the death of a Trump religious supporter. Now, I don't know about you, but I actually saw the Antifa leader who cheered on the crowd at a demonstration about the shooting and started to talk about it, talking about retribution or, you know, even Steven or some bunch of nonsense, and I can't even mention half of what he said because every other word was the F word. But here's the deal, okay? Joe Biden needs to get on his hands and knees and beg for forgiveness from the president, because if I were the president and I were the DOJ, guess what? I would be going after Joe Biden criminally.
Well, I don't know if you can go after Joe Biden criminally, just like you can't sit there and say that it's Trump's fault that this person got shot. What we can do is look at the facts that were happening on the ground. You had the pro-Trump group peacefully doing things all day long in Portland. Then you had buses of people who were posted after dark that came out in black clothing, and that's the traditional Black Lives Matter Antifa stuff, and then the violence happened. So the Portland mayor's got it in reverse. There was a peaceful group protesting all day long about the violence, about the destruction, about the disenfranchisement of people who live in Portland, and that an incident took place. It's when Black Lives Matter and Antifa showed up after dark that someone got killed.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, the reason I said criminally is for another reason. The Biden family, officially, anywhere you want to look, add the numbers up, are the most corrupt political family going. And that's Joe Biden, his brothers, his sons, a couple of cousins thrown in the mix there, because they've made billions of dollars over the 47 years that the vice president was in the Senate. And then the most of it came during the time that he was vice president with Obama, because he was in charge of China and a couple of other things where money was just being dumped in his lap for political favors.
The Biden family isn't a speck on a flea's behind compared to the Clintons and the Kerrys. So if nothing's happened to the Clintons and the Kerrys yet, nothing's going to happen to the Bidens. And that's why I keep rolling my eyes when I see these reports about Durham's coming, he's coming, he's coming.
Right.
Show me an indictment.
Hold that.
Someone's touching that class.
Hold that thought, because the computer was going to cut you off right there. So that's Frank Silvato, and we'll be right back with him. And, oh, by the way, wait till I tell you about the pollsters out there and what they're saying this weekend.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Moss Family Automotive and Moss Nissan. Now let me tell you about my buddies up there at Moss Nissan, because Dave Moss, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan went on a buying spree. And now with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, check out Moss. That's spelled M-A-U-S. They more than likely will have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price with many favorable finance programs you're coming your way, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team. Now, if you're searching for a new improved service experience, Moss service departments can handle all makes and models. And remember, you serve, you save. That program applies to all veterans, first responders, active duty military, pastors, and faith workers. Well, you'll get a 20% discount on the service work done at one of the Moss Family Automotive dealerships, whether it's Moss Acura or Moss Nissan. Now, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura or Moss Nissan and Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online, mossacura.com and mossnissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because if you're going to buy a vehicle, it's going to get you $500 off the certified pre-owned or new vehicle you got. All right, back to Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. Find him online at undergroundusa.com. Mr. Frank.
Mr. Matt.
When we were talking a few moments ago, I hinted at the polls. Now, we just saw Yahoo has now cut Biden's lead down by 6 points. So he's got like a 5-point lead, a 6-point lead there. It was 12. But here's what I noticed over the weekend. Now, the Biden team apparently badly misjudged the Kenosha violence, and the latest Rasmussen Reports poll shows Biden with a 1-point lead, 46 to 45. Are you aware of the fact that 7 weeks ago he had a 14-point lead in that poll?
No, the map is dramatically different than what the usual suspects in the mainstream media and the larger polling groups think. I mean, you've got states in play that haven't been in play for Republicans in 20 years. Mm-hmm. New York and California are in play.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And the swing states of Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin right now, guess what? According to the Democracy Institute and a Sunday Express poll, Mr. President Trump has a 3-point lead there. And by the way, according to that same projection in that poll, Trump gets 309 delegates in the Electoral College compared to Biden's 229. And this is all just as of right now. And here's another one. They better be really concerned because it looks like the black vote is in the 20-some-odd percent area.
Yeah, the last numbers I saw had the African American vote 9 percentage points above what it has traditionally been for a Republican candidate. That's a very significant number.
Yep. It's enough to win an election.
Yes, it is. So the traditional idea about this is why when you said, oh, he's not going to Wisconsin, he's going to Pennsylvania, you better start looking at some of the more stalwart places that you've depended on in the past and start hitting those places. And we talked about this a little bit before we went on the air. It's the cause of this is not a demographic or a specific group, although there are some surprising groups that are getting behind Trump this election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the American people are looking what's happening in the streets of Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York, and they've had enough.
Yep. Well, we've got a caller, and it's a question, I'm sure, because this is Backgammon Bob. What's your question?
Yes, sir, Kevin. Want to know, what are our chances in the House and in the Senate? How do those races look?
All right. Well, I will tell you right now. Well, Frank, if we get the wave that it looks like is developing, I believe they're going to, if they don't take back the House, it'll certainly be within one or two votes. But I think they're going to take back the House and they're going to add to the Senate.
The Senate, I think, is nothing is secure. Okay,
right.
we're not even close to decision making time that seriously in an election. You know, we've got October surprises, and in the information age, all you need is one thing to turn the mind of the undecided voters,
mm-hmm.
and we all know the undecided voters are a very fickle group. You know, if you haven't made up your mind by after 4 years and you're still waiting in October to figure out who you want to vote for, you might not be the sharpest crayon in the box.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the Senate looks secure at this point in time, and it looks like gains are going to be made in the House. But we're still a little ways out to be talking about taking back the House.
I'm going to give you a September surprise, and I'm going to give the audience a September surprise, even though that starts tomorrow and you'll be back on Friday. But here's the deal, okay? The new CDC numbers actually reveal that the COVID deaths were much lower than previously stated. Now, wait till you hear this one. Approximately 94% of the cases where people died of COVID, they had other pre-existing conditions in there, and they just took some of these states with their death ratios and dropped them dramatically. Florida went down to 1.79%, but it had been in double digits, and some other states went down dramatically as well because they intentionally fudged the numbers, you think?
Well, what they were doing was adding cases where there was comorbidity. And what comorbidity means is there's other underlying problems. So if someone had cancer and they had COVID at the end, it went down as a COVID death. That's disingenuous, to say the least. So when you take the COVID deaths with no deaths that had comorbidity, it went down to 9%, or 6%, which means that the total deaths exclusively from COVID in the entire country is 9,000.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're right. I saw the same numbers. Yep.
They shut down an economy for something that is less than car accidents. That's less than the demographic of murderers of the United States.
And how long have you and I been talking about the fact that this whole thing was being contrived and jacked up out of sight? How long have we been doing that?
Since the very beginning, when they started panicking about you've got to wear a mask.
That's right. And your common sense as a firefighter paramedic, my common sense as a firefighter EMT, later a paramedic, and all the people that were talking to me that were in the emergency management service, as well as hospitals, were saying, hey, this isn't right. Something screwy's going on here.
When the culpability for all of this has to rest with the mainstream media.
Yep.
They should have been asking questions about this instead of marching down the street with activists taking one side.
Yep.
There were doctors out there from the very beginning who were saying, hold on here, we're screwing up, you can't be doing this. And instead of saying, well, why, doctors, why do you feel that way? Let's explore this. Mainstream media, the social media giants like Zuckerberg over at Facebook, especially him, and Twitter, started banning people and erasing their learned opinions from their pages, disenfranchising the people from the truth. All of them should be culpable in a court of law, and they should lose billions, if not trillions of dollars, if not go out of business. And I single out Zuckerberg. This guy was censoring doctors who knew what they were talking about, medical degrees, and this idiot isn't a doctor.
Well, the top three states, New York, New Jersey, and California, when it comes to the death rates and the numbers, their numbers were reduced too, but at one time they were totally out of sight. And remember, New York was doing everything right, but yet they're number one in deaths.
No, this is the panic and hysteria and the ridiculousness came at the hands of people who were facilitating that singular narrative that COVID was running rampant and millions of people were going to die from COVID.
Not true.
It turned out to be a line.
Yep.
And the people who defended that line and pushed that line and expunged information that was refuting that, they need to stand accountable for what they did.
I agree. And by the way, this mayor of Portland, Oregon, I know they can't recall anybody in Oregon, but certainly you could, let's see, could you have them declared incompetent? Because this guy asking now for federal law enforcement help, but doesn't want any National Guard. And, oh, by the way, are we going to get the same federal law enforcement people that come in that screwed everything up before? But here comes the music, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
this guy makes Portlandia look real.
Yep. To be continued on Friday. Thank you, Frank.
Hello, my friend.
All right, my buddy Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, the website undergroundusa.com, coming back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And by the way, I'm going to get up on my pedestal again, and I'm going to talk about the NBA. And I don't care who doesn't like it. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. You can give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And you have to have, if you're in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Is required. So, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback is here, Patrick Hyland. Mr. Quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you this fine morning?
Well, I'm pretty good, and I'm about to get up on my soapbox, and I hope you can bear with me for a minute. You ready?
Go for it.
I have had it with LeBron James and company. Pro sports in America is dying right in front of our very eyes. This will be a story taught in business schools across America for decades. And the story's about how to kill a multi-billion dollar empire overnight with just your big mouth. Now, it's about killing the goose that laid the golden egg. It's about massive disconnect between the stars of the sports and their customers, we the people, who pay their grossly inflated and obscene salaries. You're killing yourselves. It's suicide. Stop talking politics, LeBron, and all the rest of you. Soon you're going to be playing in front of empty stands, as if you aren't already. Soon your ratings will plummet even further. Soon your apparel and memorabilia will be sold at flea markets because you ain't going to be able to sell it. Now you've made a tragic mistake and a huge miscalculation. And before I get to the reason pro athletes should keep politics away from their sports, let me ask LeBron James and his NBA pals just a couple of simple questions. Hey, LeBron, how come you never said a word, let alone threaten the end of the season, over black-on-black genocide in big cities across the USA like Chicago? How about thousands of black young men dying in the streets of every inner city? Why don't you care? LeBron, Chicago, remember Michael Jordan, your hero? Why doesn't it bother you that 50 to 100 innocent citizens are shot there every weekend? The victims are virtually 100% black. Why isn't that worth a boycott? I rest my case.
Captain, you have a lot of sentiments like a lot of other people out there.
And I've like, had it. Yeah. I've had it with them.
Yeah. No, I don't blame you. Well, you know, I have to be somewhat careful in my line of work, Captain, you know, because I don't want to alienate anybody wanting to do business with me on the insurance front. And these guys should take the same course that I have to take in that. Last time I checked, whatever platform I have, you know, wasn't meant for me to be in activism, okay? You get hired to do a job, do the job, and be done with it. You know, just like everybody else in this great country of ours. So your point is right on the money, and I don't understand it. And again, you want to do it on your own time, that's fine, but even then you better be careful, but at least then it's acceptable. But I don't see what sitting out a game accomplishes. I really don't. And Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got a little bit of heat, but a lot of his players, a lot of players around that country, yeah, maybe Bruce is right. You know, protesting and complaining and acting foolish doesn't get the job done. He says, look, I've seen this since the 60s. I was one of the first guys to room with a black guy in college, so I can appreciate where you're coming from, but take up a cause, fund it, on your own personal time, talk about it and do it properly, and you might get some results because that's your only way. You know, legislation is going to beat activism every time. And that's what needs to be done, Captain. I couldn't have said it any better than you just did, and I wish people would see that too. But
well,
it's unfortunate.
I gave some thought to that when I wrote that up, and I wrote it up so I'd have it so I could say what I felt, and I told you I was going to unleash, and I did. So now let's get to some sports here. Baseball. The Rays, the hometown favorites, they're in first place by what, 5 games?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're doing great. The Yankees have been decimated by injuries in the hitting department, and the Rays have been decimated by the pitching department. So they're both doing very well for limited personnel in your key positions.
And how about the Cubbies? How about the Cubbies?
Yeah, they're starting to play some good ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, curious to see what's going to happen out there. Joe Maddon is trying to get the Angels up and running, but I just don't think it's going to be a year for them. The Colorado Rockies are trying to make a push. They just signed Michael Gibbons, a star reliever. So, they got it in a trade from Baltimore for him, so that will help them out tremendously.
Mm.
And you know, we're going to see how these last 30 games turn out.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
And myself and the lovely Karen went to have lunch Saturday at the Courtside Grill over there on Olmerton, just this side of 275, and I forgot all about the fact that the Lightning were playing hockey. We got in there about halfway through the third period. Everybody's yelling and screaming. They had a big crowd there, and we managed to get a seat, thank God. But we had our lunch there, and we got a chance to watch the Lightning as they put it on the Boston Bruins. Now, they're up in their series 3-1. Is that right?
That's correct. And last night, the Islanders went up 3-1 in their series against the Flyers. Now, the winner of that series takes on the Lightning. Now, the Golden Knights, you know, they were great last year out in Las Vegas, you know, a brand-new team, and they take a 3-1 series lead against the Vancouver Canucks now. So everybody's up 3-1, and I tell you, a lot of these teams better put their other team away because they're both, all of these teams that are down 3-1 are capable of winning 3 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go to sleep and see what happens in that department. There's a great golf match yesterday. John Rahm beat DJ Dustin Johnson in the playoff. And that was in the BMW Classic, Captain, and that was to see who was able to go to the third championship up in Atlanta, Georgia this upcoming weekend. So it was big. And if you guys made it to get up there, it was a lot of fun this weekend to watch golf, anybody who's able to
How about racing?
Oh, let me tell you about racing, Captain. Great race there in Daytona. Okay, that's, let's talk about that. Liam Byron, you know, he left the Sunday Night Cup race at Daytona very happy. So congratulations to him. And people that like IndyCar, Joseph Newgarden wins at Gateway in the IndyCar race at the Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. So that was good race, too. So people that love the auto racing. And then last but not least, on the hockey front, Captain, you just want to let everybody know not to leave anybody out. But you have the Stars win game 4, and that's the Dallas Stars push the Colorado Avalanche to the brink of elimination. So that's what happened there. Tour de France is going on. A lot of people like watching that race, Captain. A lot of bicyclists all over the country nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. The biggest trade in football, Captain, the Jacksonville Jaguars, okay, traded Ngohu to the Vikings for 2 draft picks. And that's cool. You know, a lot that's been happening on the sports front this weekend, Captain, get everybody up to date. Obviously, in a week from this Thursday, they will start the NFL season, the Houston Texans against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
So that's
with 15,000 people in the stands.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how they figure out who gets to go and who doesn't. Yeah, that's going to be very interesting, Captain. Just want to thank you for letting me be on the show, Captain. As always, on Mondays and Fridays, you know, you and I go from about 5:30 to 5:45 and have fun with it. And I just like to let the people out there know that anything I can do for you in the way of insurance, you might want to have somebody else take another look at what you have and see how it can be of help. Any veterans out there that served during the Vietnam War era, the Korean War era, I can possibly get you some additional benefits that you might want to take a look at. As long as you have an honorable discharge, DD-214, and you served during wartime, you only have to be on the ground, Captain. People don't realize that. So, again, there's a lot of things I can do. Captain can vouch for me. I know you talk about me, and I appreciate it, Captain. Plan on seeing you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Lunchtime at noon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And that'll be great to see everybody. And anybody can help out that's listening, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. My name's Patrick Hyland. Hey, if I can be of help to you, great. I always say, if I can't make a sale, I make a friend. And that's what it's all about, Captain, helping out a fellow man. God bless everybody. God bless you, Captain. Talk to you soon. See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue. We'll be there for lunch. I get there about 11:30 because they play the national anthem at noon. And we always have our little group of veterans that stands up and salutes the flag when they play the national anthem. That's why we go there. They're our friends. We like them back in the same respect that they appreciate us. By the way, September 11th, don't forget first responders. They'll have a free deal for you there, too. I'll be telling you about that soon. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with a beach and boating for
attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club, 232 locations across the country, and the biggest one is right here in Tampa Bay. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay with 29 locations and over 500 boats. Well, today, Monday, we'll have some scattered thunderstorms. Winds will be out of the west-southwest at 7 to 20 miles per hour most of the day. We'll have seas of 2 to 3 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature at 87 degrees. We had our low tide at 3:12 a.m. I'm sorry, our high tide at 3:12 a.m. Our low tide coming at 6:58 a.m. So that's where we're at with all of that. Now, I'll tell you this much right now, there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing because that's what you're doing. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Now, you load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and you can have a great time out on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. So the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is pretty simple. You get all the benefits of boat ownership without owning the boat and having all the work that goes with it. I know, been there, done that. Now, just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So if you call Freedom Boat Club today
at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, you'll have an opportunity to find out what I already know. And that is, you can have so much fun without having to worry about saying, well, you know, you got to wear your mask and you got to be 6 feet away. Try that on a boat. Try that on a boat. And, oh, by the way, they are practicing, of course, all the safe practices at the marina and all that, because that's what they do. But 230 locations to serve you. Here's the deal. You join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay, and you'll have reciprocity at every one of those locations. So check them out online. Take a look at the map. See where they're at. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Again, the phone number is 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Get out there on the water. Now, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who just happens to be a Democrat, who is yet to provide his police department with consistent directives to quell the riots and the arson and the looting that had plagued this city for months, told Oregon Public Radio last week that his strategy was simply to let the violence burn itself out. What a choice of words, huh? And then, over the weekend, yesterday, he added to it. He actually came out and blamed Donald Trump for the violence in Portland, Oregon, instead of his own ineptness and inability or intentionally telling the cops not to do what they need to do. Something, take your pick of whatever. But because he's a Democrat, he gets a free ride. And this is a he, she, us, them situation. But here's the kicker. The Portland, Oregon mayor is now asking federal law enforcement for help, but they don't want the National Guard yet. They say that, we're thinking about it, but are we going to get the same marshals we got before? Are they going to come and do the same thing they did? Are they going to instigate everything? I mean, come on, jackass that you are. You either want the help or you don't. And guess what? He's got no choice in the matter because he can't stop it. Or won't stop it. Take your pick. But one of the most irresponsible directives that I think I've ever heard, the hundreds of 911 calls that have been left unanswered, and the innocent people who've been assaulted, murdered, the property destroyed, the businesses and livelihoods that are never going to come back. Why should the rioting burn itself out when they're having a good time? And the DA has already said that he wasn't going to prosecute the hundreds of riot-related crimes. True. Wasn't going to do it. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then you've got what happened to Senator Rand Paul. Well, Senator Paul accused Black Lives Matter of paying the protesters to show up. He's demanding an FBI investigation, which, by the way, is already going on. Democratic protests always seem to be lawless mobs, while Republican protests always leave the area cleaner than how they found it. It's true. And then you've got Kenosha, the situation there. The president is going to Kenosha, I might add. I believe he's going today. And the governor of Wisconsin just handed the state of Wisconsin to the Republicans because he said the president's not wanted here. We don't want to see him here. But you just handed your state over to the Republicans by doing that. Because the polls that are there, and I do look at polls, support your police where you guys have got that deal up there where, you know, Black Lives Matter and the police need to be revamped and reformed and all that. Yep, sure you do. Not going to happen. There'll be no defunding of police. I mean, when it comes down to it, the cities that have talked about we're going to defund police. Seattle was the first one, remember? Seattle. Oh, we're going to defund the police. What did the mayor do last week? Vetoed the legislation to defund the police. Vetoed the legislation. I don't think anybody other than me and a couple of other people were really talking about that, because God knows if that got out, there'd be all kinds of hell to pay, wouldn't there? But it hasn't, and as a result, they get to skate again. Now, Frank Silvano hit the nail on the head with all this. He said he'll believe it when he sees it when it comes to the people being indicted further up the ladder. And I don't think we're going to see. I think we're going to see some underlings, but that'll be about it. All right, got to remind you before we go that Dominic's Blinds and Decor, our buddies down there, located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh in Sarasota. I will be in Sarasota Saturday, by the way, for the gun show, Robarts Arena, the fairgrounds. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, guess what? Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Just stop by the store and see Jill and the gang in the store. They'll help you out. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number to set up an appointment for service, 941-922-2345, or just to ask a question. That's 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. Now, tomorrow, we'll be talking about it again tomorrow, I'll be at Mission Barbecue for lunch, and you can stop by and see Patrick Highland. He's going to stop by and say howdy-howdy to everybody. Got a good group of people that pull in there. And then coming up Thursday, I'll be back at Mission Barbecue, 5:30 in the afternoon, for an event with candidate Christine Quinn. Veterans and first responders are invited for that. That's 5:30 in the afternoon. I'll be talking more about that as the week goes along. And Saturday, I'll be down in Sarasota at the Two Guys Gun and Knife Show, and it's going to be another big one. We had a big crowd over the weekend over in Largo. Holy smokes. A big crowd. I thought I had to hold back on the button since I was going to give them all out. The ones that say, Captain Matt Bruce says, vote Trump 2020 with my picture on it. That's a lot of fun. So anyway, I'll be back tonight. I hope you guys have a great day. You folks in Louisiana, we're saying our prayers for you. And I'll be back. God bless America. Stay healthy. See ya.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.